I am perfectly incomplete from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. But I am a divine masterpiece, always willing to be used by the Most High. It sure is truly Jay Reezy, the young God in the earth, and I am your host on Activation Podcast. I want to say thank you all to all of my friends that have gone on to Facebook and liked my page. I want to say a special thank you to you guys. I've noticed that you guys have supported me through everything, and I want to say thank you. For those that are new to the podcast, you can definitely follow me on IG at J_Renard. And that's J-A-Y_Renard. That's on IG. You can definitely follow me on Facebook, which is Jay Renard. And then also on Twitter, JoelRenard6. That's at JoelRenard6 on Twitter as well. And I just want to, you know, thank you guys, like, from the bottom of my heart. Like, I really do appreciate the love from the fellas. I really appreciate those that have an interest to hear what I have to say. I'm going to be dealing with a lot of different topics, a lot of different issues, from child support to supporting and building us as individuals, for my females, returning the queen to their throne, respecting the queens that the Most High have put before us, a number of topics that I'll be dealing with. But tonight, you know, I want to deal with being perfectly incomplete. A lot of times when people hear being perfectly incomplete, they get like a ugh face, like a ugh face. But in all actuality, being perfectly incomplete is something that is great. In today's society, we live in a microwave society where everything is happening and everything must happen at a rapid pace. Everything must happen at a rapid pace. And by being like that, you find yourself now really in this rat race, and you're going absolutely nowhere. And the reason why I say what I say, you're going nowhere, is because of the simple fact, if you don't never take time to self-evaluate, self-reflect, you'll just be going and never coming into your full knowledge and full comprehension of yourself to see the areas by which you've grown in. Being perfectly incomplete, which simply means to evolve, simply means to grow. And growth sometimes can be very complex based off of our situation that we're going through in life, especially for, and I want to talk directly to the males, if you're listening tonight. Being a male and a black male at that in America, sometimes the weight of the world drops on our shoulders, right? And sometimes, because we don't know how to properly look into all of the moving parts and dissect these moving parts, we then tend to, you know, shut down or go into survival mode. And in us being in survival mode, we fail to communicate how we really feel. And one thing about growth and being perfectly incomplete, one thing that you must never do is lose your voice. You like lose your voice to voice how you're feeling in this moment. What I noticed with a lot of black men or African American men or Aborigines men, whatever you want to call it, we don't use our voice to explain where we are. Where we are in our minds and how we feel, how we really feel, because all of our life, let's be real, from a child when we were 2 years old, we was taught if we fail, get up, boys don't cry. Get up, boys don't, you know, show no signs of weakness. You know, and I believe because of that, we have numbed our feelings down or our emotions down to absolutely nothing. And we wonder why we go through different things in our relationships, on the job, and, you know, just out in the world, because we don't know how to really voice how we're feeling, you know, without fighting. You know, and for me, it's important that you never lose your voice. It's in this being perfectly incomplete, you can never ever lose your voice, because if you lose your voice, if the voice stops speaking, ones that are around you and close to you will never understand where you are as that evolving person. Is it meant for you know a male to tell all his business? No, I'm not talking about as far as telling all your business. I'm simply talking about where you are in this walk of life. You know, to my fathers out there, single fathers, to, you know, my husbands out there, to the boyfriends, you know, it's important that we communicate in this process of evolving. It's important that we hit problems head on, not with the mindset of, you know, I gotta be rah rah rah, but I want to be effective in my communication. I want to have effective communication during this time of me evolving, you know. And I think that that's very important. That's very important that you never lose your voice, because if you lose your voice, then you have no way of communicating. And when you don't have a way of communicating, what's the first thing you're going to do? You're just going to say, you're going to shut down and you're going to say the hell with everything, right? So we don't want that to happen, you know. And I really believe that it's important that people understand being perfectly incomplete does not mean that you are done growing. Being perfectly incomplete simply says, I am still evolving. I'm still going through the complex trials of evolving into being who I need to be, not only for my children, but most of all for myself. And I say this all the time, one of the biggest battles, or some of the biggest battles that we will always face, is the battle of self. You know, and when you losing that battle to self, you know, it's important that you have the remedy to combat self. What is the remedy to combat self? What is the remedy to combat the war that's going on in your mind? That is the question. What is the remedy? What is the resolve to combat the war of self. Listen, I'll be right back, and we're going to pick this topic right back up. Welcome back. Welcome back. Listen, if you're just tuning in, it's yours truly, Jay Reason, the Young God in the Earth. And we are continuing the topic of being perfectly incomplete. And before we went to before I went to the break, I was talking about what is the remedy? What is the resolve? What is the come to knowing to combat the battle of self, you know, when self is winning? What is the remedy? How do I combat losing to self? And it's simple. It's simple. I mean, as simple as it is, it can be very complex, if you get what I'm saying. But the remedy to combating losing to self is love. Being perfectly incomplete simply means, like, while I'm evolving, I'm going to have some hiccups along the way. I'm going to have some mental letdowns along the way. I'm going to have some times when I just feel like giving up. But the resolve to overcoming that is love for self. Like, I have to be in a place where I say to myself, like, it's okay. Like, nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect in the things that they do, you know. And I feel like in society has this definition of what perfection looks like. But real perfection is, how well do you love yourself? How well do you love yourself? You know, how quick can you embrace yourself when you have effed up? How quick can you embrace yourself and love yourself during those times where you feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders? For my fathers, how quick can you embrace yourself when you know within yourself and of yourself and through yourself that you have not been the best father to your children? You know, it's the moving parts that I'm talking about, because remember, we're still constantly evolving. We're growing. We're going somewhere. And it's those moving parts. If we don't stop and slow those moving parts down in our mind, we'll never be able to obtain and experience what it feels like to really know with a surety and being fully persuaded that I'm growing, man. I'm really growing. If you don't slow life down, you will never be able to experience. I'm going to say that again. If you don't slow life down in those battles and those moving parts within yourself, if you don't slow those things down and analyze it and look at it and reflect on it and then cover it with love and say, man, hey, look, I'm growing. You will never experience the true essence of what it means to evolve as a man. And the reason why I chose this topic too, because I don't want people to think that, hell, I got it all together because I'm a podcast host. Hell no. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'm not going to sit here and put up this facade like I just got it together. These are things that I've learned and I'm continuing to learn in my evolution of growth. In my evolving, I'm learning these things. And that's why freely I get it, freely I give. I give this to all that will listen. You know, So the method or the resolve or the wherewithal to overcoming feeling those feelings of defeat and let down when self is kicking your own ass, excuse my friend, when self is beating you down, when your own self is beating you down, the remedy to combat that is, how well do I love myself? And how could I love myself through all of that? Man, I got some transparent moments that in the episodes to come to share with you guys some deep stuff that I've been through that nobody ever knew that I went through. But you gotta stay tuned in, because I'm telling you, these episodes that are coming up, they're gonna be intense. They're gonna be deep. And I'm just gonna be an open book. I'm gonna be very transparent. But these are things that I had to come to. So never lose your voice, right? We're learning. Never lose your voice, because when you lose your voice, you stop communicating, and then when you stop communicating, self is winning, right? And then the second thing that you have to come into, you have to combat self, the war with self, the battle within yourself with love. I got to combat this thing with love, right? Now, after I combat it with love and after I've done that, what will be after that? It's a solution. Now, what is the solution? How do I make this thing work? How do I structure this foundation again? Man, I'm telling y'all some real stuff. I had to tear myself down to build myself up. I've been torn down, and I had to find a way to build myself up again. And how I built myself up again is I had to fall in love with myself all over again. See, men don't want to talk like this no more. And I'm gonna stick. I'm gonna let that just settle in to you right now. Men don't want to talk like this because they don't want to seem like, man. I don't want nobody thinking that I'm soft, man. Ain't nothing. Listen, ain't nothing soft about me. Nothing. Nothing, homeboy. I just want you to know that when you as an individual, you all as individuals, learn how to really, really embrace yourself through it all, I promise you, you will start being a reflection of what's going on the inside of you. You know, and just a side note, you know, when I was growing up, my daddy, he was more like, and I'm sure he wouldn't mind. My daddy was like a gambler, like he was a real hardcore gambler, and he drunk, like he used to get drunk a lot, you know. But one thing that my daddy always did with his children was he embraced us and showed us love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Having an abusive father, that ain't my story. You know what I mean? But my daddy, he learned, because he's a Haitian descent. My dad is Haitian, you know, and he embraced his children because he never had that where he came from. My dad, you know, he lost his father at a young age. Like, my dad was like, what, 6 or 7? No, yeah, about 6 or 7. So he lost his dad at a young age. He come from the slums of Haiti, like OCOP, woke up Haiti. But my dad has always had an appreciation for his children and the small things. You get what I'm saying? And I used to, and then I had, you know, friends who fathers was just like, man, they were so goddamn mean. They was mean. They was, man, what you looking at? You know, and I said to myself, like, when I got older, man, why are men so like that? Like, what's the problem? And I can recall, what's his name? What's the guy's name? Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass said, hold on. Oh, I gotta be right back. They're telling me. I'll be right back after this. And we are back. I am back. I'm sorry. If you're just tuning in, it's Jay Reza, the Young God and the Earth Man. And as I was stating before I went to break, Frederick Douglass said something in a quote that was so profound. He said, it's easier to build strong children to repair rather than repairing broken men. You know, and as I was stating, like, I had some friends, some homeboys growing up, their daddy was like so mean and, you know, like, man, and just used to, like, man, it used to be crazy to me, you know what I mean? And as I got older, I started, like, just reflecting on, like, you know, I did not call out my childhood friends, fathers, but, like, just reflecting, like, what happened in their childhood, you know, it's easier, Frederick Douglass said, to build strong children rather than repair broken men, you know. And I, like, at this age in your life, because I'm talking to more adults, find out or go back within yourself and find those broken areas in your life and really try to fix them. You know what I'm saying? Try to fix those so that you can be all that you can be for your children, and your children can be a reflection of somebody that went back and did the work to be a whole person, to continue that journey of evolving. You know, I try, you know, I have children, and I have a younger daughter right now, and I'm actually trying to be so much better than I was with my other children, you know, because I'm learning now. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm learning that I have to be more patient. I'm learning that a child don't know anything. Like, they just do things just off the cuff. They just do things off the cuff. Like, you know, spilling juice. My baby's only a toddler. Like, you know, back in the day, I used to get whooped for that. You used to get whooped if you drop a cup of water. You're getting hit. You know, and I'm trying. And I am doing it. I'm learning, you know, in this process of evolving, what it really means to have patience, what it really means to focus on the needs of your children. You know, my daughter loved for me to pick her up. You know, sometimes, like, I have to, you know, Queen have to tell me, no, babe, she wants you to pick her up, you know, because if Queen don't say nothing, I say, baby, come on, you just follow me. No. Hey, she don't want you to tell her to follow. She don't want you to tell her to follow you. She wants you to pick her up. And sometimes I have to stop and say, you know what? Queen, you're right. Let me pick my baby up. You know, and when I pick her up, it's just making her a whole. It's making my baby strong to know, like, her daddy picked her up. You get what I'm saying? Fellas, if your children want something, if you see that your children have a need for something, I'm not talking about materialistic things. I'm talking about the emotional part of things. If you see that, pay attention to that. You know what I mean? Pay attention to that, because guess what? That's a part of being perfectly incomplete in your evolving. In you evolving, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what it's all about. And you know me, being who I am and being where I am, I had to realize that evolving is something that's gradual. You get what I'm saying? I had to come out of the rat race that thinking that it can be done so quick. I had to come out of that mindset of I gotta do it now. You know, I had to come out of that mindset because I was really doing destruction to myself. Like, I was really destroying myself. You get what I'm saying? When you understand that growth or evolving is development at a gradual rate, not society's rate, but the rate within yourself. You know what I'm saying? I always say this comment. I came to myself, with myself, and through myself. I came with myself, through myself. No, I came to myself, through myself, and with myself. You know, when you operate like that, you understand what it really means to develop gradually. You really do, you know. And tonight we're talking about being perfectly incomplete. I started off with a poem. I am perfectly incomplete from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. But I am a divine masterpiece, always willing to be used by the Most High. Now let's talk about willing to be used by the Most High. Not something outward. The Most High is not outward for me, but it's more so inward. Inward. I'm always willing to be used by that silent voice, that quiet, still voice within myself. Have you guys ever, I'm gonna give you an example, right? Have you ever been riding in a car, right? So in Florida, it's 95 here. Probably in Texas, where y'all at, what is I-10 and 75, whatever, right? So me riding 95, and I'm riding, right? Then all of a sudden, boom, a traffic jam. First thing we see, man, something said get off. Man, something said go the other way. Something said. What is that something said? Who is that something said? How did you come to the knowledge of that something said? You know, and I truly believe when we understand that something said is here within you to guide you, to lead and guide you, your evolving will be a lot less hectic, and it'll be relatively smooth. It'll be a smooth, gradual growth if we learn, fellas, if we learn how to listen to that something said. Because that something said is really, that something said really have our best interests at heart. That something said would never lead us to do something crazy like getting stuck in a traffic jam. Stop being stuck in your traffic jam and listen to that something said. A lot of things in our life, we're not listening to that something said. And guess what? That something said is when you don't listen to it, that means you're allowing self to beat you down. And self is winning. But you combat self with love and allowing that something and allowing yourself to listen to that something said. And that is willing to be used by the Most High within you. It's not outside, it's within you. Because you are going to be a reflection of that quiet, still something said. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. I'm going to be right back to wrap this thing up, man. Stay tuned, stay tuned. I'll be right back. And I am back. For those of you that's just tuning in, man, it's yours truly, Jay Reezy, the young God in the earth, man. Tonight, man, tonight we're talking about being perfectly incomplete, man. Perfectly incomplete does not mean anything negative, but it's a constant evolving or a gradual development within yourself. I said earlier, now, one thing that you got to have, you can never lose your voice. You can never lose your voice. If you lose your voice, you're going to start not being able to effectively communicate when you feel a certain type of way. Second thing you got to do, you got to combat self, because self going to beat the hell out of you. Self will be the biggest battle that we fight is within ourselves. So how do you combat the war of self? You got to combat that with love. And the third thing that I said tonight was you have to be able to listen to that something said. Oh, man, it's important that you listen. It's important that you listen, because if you don't listen, it will really, really, really put you in a prisoner mindset based off of, we're talking about being perfectly incomplete, but the evolving of you will come to a complete halt. And anything that's not growing is dead. And anything that's not growing is stagnant. And anything that is stagnant is a prisoner. And one thing as men, fellas, I want us as men to really, honestly, don't be a monument, but be a movement. Be a movement in your family. Be a movement with your children. Be a movement with the things that you want to accomplish in life. Be a movement. Never become a monument, because a monument will stay stuck in a place where it loses its validity. It loses its vitality. It loses in every area of your life. If you become a monument, you have to become a movement. You have to continue to move and grow. And you know, I'm gonna wrap this thing up. But I want to encourage you fellas tonight, you know what I'm saying? Although we're moving gradually like the caterpillar, although we're moving slow and gradual like the caterpillar, but the caterpillar is still working. The caterpillar worked to build that cocoon and wrap itself tight in this cocoon. It wraps itself tight in the metamorphosis. It wraps itself tight listening to itself. It wraps itself tight in love. It wraps itself tight in having a voice within itself. And after it's finished wrapping itself, it learns how to die to itself. Remember I said, willing, always being willing to be used by the Most High. It dies to itself because it picks up the willingness to be used again. And what happened to that butterfly after it comes out of its cocoon? It goes and becomes a beautiful butterfly. Sometimes the coloration of who you is don't even look like what you've been through your life. Being a black man in America, sometimes you come out way different than what you thought you was gonna come out. And you become that living man, that man that's full of life, that man that's producing, that man that is being fruitful in everything that he's doing. You become that guy. Why? Because you have found some keys that really work for you. You have knocked off some rough edges so that you can become this pillar. The foundation, the pillar of your foundation is love. You become that. You have become that. You know, and being, like I say, being who you are, being an African-American man, if you're an African-American man, being that in America, think about this for a minute. To overcome all of what we're faced with in the workplace, all these different things, that shows how strong you really are. If you're able to be a movement instead of a monument, it shows the intestinal fortitude within yourself. It shows the longevity of who you really want to become when you learn how to go through these different gradual phases of developing and growing and being who you need to be. Being perfectly incomplete is not a bad thing, but it's a great thing. And I want all my fellas to get it. Get this thing down pat, man, for real. Never lose your voice. Always show yourself love. And always listen to that something said. Because that something said will never lead you wrong. I'm telling you. I like to put that on everything. And I put that on everything. That something said won't lead you wrong. So, fellas, man, this was my first episode. If you really enjoyed it, you know, inbox me. You know, inbox me, man. Let me know that you heard the podcast. Let me know that you enjoyed it. Anything that you want to let me know, any questions that you may have, inbox me. You know, inbox me. If again, I want to let you guys know to follow me. You can follow me on IG at @jay_Renard. Facebook, you can follow me or friend request me, Jay Renard. And then Twitter, it's @JoelRenard. 6. These are, you know, my social media outlets that I'm a part of. And I, again, tell somebody about the podcast, man. Like, this dude is dropping some nuggets, man. I got some things up my sleeve, man, that you got to just stay tuned. I got some episodes that I'm going to be, it's going to be transparent, you know, raw truth. I never fake anything. I'm not trying to hide anything. My life is an open book, you know, and I just want to share to the world, man, what really is going on in my world and how I was able to overcome and how I was able to evolve or keep evolving. You know, the guy that you see this week, you may not see him next week. It's not that I'm deranged in my head or going crazy. No, I'm learning that it's a gradual thing that I can never, ever remain the same. Who I was last week is not who I am this week. Why? Because I've learned some things and I'm learning how to work my patience and work different things, how to communicate better, how to love better, you know, and these are some things that I'm learning. Listen, it's yours truly, Jay Reezy, the young God in the earth, man. And I thank you guys. Thank you guys for making this first episode, you know, a miracle manifest for me. It's a miracle manifest for me. This first episode, it just brought into fruition, and I'm eternally grateful for my followers, for my homeboys, for all of you all that has taken time to like my page and just hear what I have to say, man. I love you to life, and there's absolutely, positively nothing you can do about it. I'm out.